This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The massive chunk of change known as the Farm Bill gets reviewed by the Senate Agriculture Committee today. A House version failed after agreement could not be reached over work requirements for people who get food assistance. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on where this is going.
The Senate bill is less partisan than the House one was, but that doesn't guarantee it'll pass. Chris Edwards is with the Cato Institute. He says a lot of conservatives aren't happy.
The bill doesn't have any of the food stamp reforms that the House wanted to put on, and it doesn't really have any farm subsidy reforms either.
If it doesn't pass, that isn't the end. Michigan State University's Christopher Wolf says,
if I had to place a bet, I would bet that we roll the current one.
Meaning keeping current funding in place until after the midterm elections. This is common practice.
The 2002 Farm Bill was supposed to be the 2001, and the 2008 Farm Bill was supposed to be the 2007.
2014, same deal. Andrew Walmsley is with the American Farm Bureau Federation. He really hopes it'll pass this year. Says a lot of work's already gone into it.
You inject a lot of uncertainty. If you do a one-year extension, I don't believe it gets any easier in a new Congress.
And the longer it gets put off, the harder it is for farmers to make plans. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.